I want to get to our next guest. He joins us weekly, columnist for the Union Tribune, Matt Calkins, and he's in Peoria right now. Matt, how you doing?
How could I possibly be anything but good when I'm in Peoria, Coach?
Well, I'll tell you what, congratulations. You teased a little article that you were working on, and you had an absolute home run on Sunday with this article about the miracle, or the real miracle on ice. Talk a little bit about how you got involved in this story. How was it you made aware of it? Because this was a really, really touching and emotional article you wrote, and I read it from one word to the last word.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate you bringing that up, because I think it's a really cool story that as many people as possible should know about. It's about a hockey team called San Diego Chill, and they have a 14-year-old coach who started the program as a 13-year-old as part of his bar mitzvah project. And what he wanted to do was give kids with developmental disabilities the opportunity to learn to play a sport. They just don't have those opportunities. As he mentioned, there are a lot of kids with physical disabilities that have these chances. There are kids like 1 through 6 that have these chances, but kids 7 through 13, they didn't have it. So basically, he needs to get a 501c3 so people are able to donate money to the charity. He does that by negotiating with lawyers, and they're just so touched by his cause that they do it pro bono. The kid's name is Isaiah Granite, by the way. He ends up negotiating ice time with the rink owner down at UCC Ice, and he gets a quarter of the rink for free. He puts flyers out. He is able to get grants from USA Hockey, and one by one, these kids start showing up who can't even ice skate. And by the end, you know, they're learning how to play hockey. It's kids with autism, kids with Down syndrome, kids with, you know, something called Williams syndrome. It's all over the map. And the best part about it, there's 25 kids now. I don't know, the best part about it is there's so many different compelling aspects to it. But every time they get a new kid, they get a new volunteer. And all the volunteers are about 13 to 15 years old. And the volunteers, they come every Saturday because they want to give them one-on-one training. And everyone's so addicted to helping these kids that, you know, they're willing to put their personal lives away. So the name of the team is the San Diego Chill. They just played a tournament a few weeks ago up in Valencia. Parents were crying seeing their kids do something that that people told them they'd never be able to do. And all because of the idea and the perseverance of this kid who's now 14 years old. I've never seen anything like it. If anybody wants to donate, they can go to sandiegochill.org because they need help to keep going. But really, just everybody coming together like that, and I know I'm going on a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a monologue here, but everyone coming together like that, from the ice owner to the lawyers to the kids to the volunteers, the parents giving their trust, is just remarkable.
Yeah, I think everyone deserves a real pat on the back. And, you know, I want to go back to Isaiah Granite. That's how you pronounce his last name, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, you mentioned how he handed out flyers. Well, the first time it didn't work all that well, and he took about a 2.5-month hiatus and worked a better plan. Now, this is fantastic. This kid was 13 years old, and it didn't turn out exactly the way he would hope the first time when he went out and solicited you know, players for the league. And he went back and re-examined what he was doing, changed it, tweaked it a little bit, came back 2.5 months later. Rather than saying, you know what, this just ain't going to work, I'm not going to mess with it, he kept persevering, and I think that's a big part of this story.
I absolutely agree. You know, he's putting all this work into trying to get kids to show up that first day. He had no idea how many there would be. Puts the flyers out that says, learn to play hockey. And he and his mom distribute them to special needs schools throughout the county. And the first day he gets there, and only two kids show up. It's a brother and a sister. We're both have developmental delays, and they didn't know how to skate. And pretty much all that he did was push them around on a chair the whole time. And but he saw the smiles in their faces and said, okay, we need to restructure this recruiting strategy. So he changed the flyers to read, learn how to ice skate, because it's a little bit intimidating for parents who might say, I learned to play hockey, my kid can't even get out on the ice. And, you know, more word gets around. And the mom who was there watching her two kids that first day, she starts telling other people. And, you know, the next time there's 5, and then there's 7, and then there's 9, and then there's 12, and now there's 25, and, you know, it's just going to keep going.
That's a great story, Matt, and thanks for bringing that to all of our attention here in San Diego. These are the stories that we love to hear about life and about sports.
I agree. You know, right now I think a lot of people are very jaded with sports. They're looking at the Chargers stadium issue, and they're seeing both sides who, you know, just want to maximize their profits. And, you know, it's not that simple. I realize that you know, people are, you know, negotiating, and that's what goes on. It's not always black and white. But people who are jaded, people who are a little cynical right now, I think stories like this show the power of sport and, you know, the good things that it can bring about as well.
Matt Calkins, a columnist for the Union Tribune, joining us from Peoria. Well, the boys bring out the bats and balls with the entire squad tomorrow. Everybody report today?
I think so. I didn't see everybody, but for the most part, it was pretty crowded. People were trickling in. People would get their way. They were taking their physicals. What stood out to me was talking to the guys that have been here for a while, the Will Venables, the Yonder Alonzos, and talking about their reaction to these big guys coming in. We know that San Diego has been excited, just the city as a whole. But talk to Will Venable, he's like, man, there's some big dogs around here. He talked to Yonder Alonso, and, you know, he's excited. Andrew Castor, and going, hey, you know, we're finally going to get some runs. And you can tell that they're just loving this new environment. And Matt Kemp, you know, regardless of how you feel about him, he's got a presence in that locker room. I can tell you that. Him and Justin Upton, you know, kind of joking around, fighting. There's a locker between them. An open locker, they're kind of fighting for the rights to it, and you see that these new guys coming in are rubbing off on people. There's a certain energy that definitely was not there in that clubhouse in Peoria last season.
Hey, did you get an opportunity to talk with Upton or Kemp over the last day or two?
Yeah, I got here this morning. I actually got here like at 2 o'clock this morning. I talked to Upton and Kemp, and you know, it was in a group setting. I actually talked to Upton a little bit by himself beforehand, just kind of introduced myself, you know, figure out, you know, where he was living and all that stuff, or just, you know, small talk. But, you know, it's a little bit yin and yang, I think, in front of the media. Upton's a lot more subdued. You can tell that once the cameras go on, the tape recorders go click, he's a little more reserved and calm. He's a very nice guy, whereas Matt Kemp is a little bit more engaging, a little more got that Hollywood flair to him. And I think people can expect that. As long as he's doing well, I think people can expect that. James Shields also, very effervescent and going to be one of those guys, I think, that's going to be that go-to guy in the locker room that people gravitate when they need some sound.
Hey, when's the media going to start pounding on the Padres about what they're going to do with Upton for 2016?
By day one, you know, people are pretty quick to point that out. I think right now, you know, if maybe you're with the Dodgers or with another team that has repeated success, that storyline might be coming up a little bit more often. But I think right now they're just excited to see what he can do for 2015 to see if some power can actually come to Petco Inc.
Yeah, because his agent said that they're not going to negotiate really after the start of spring training. Now, we know that can always change, but I certainly don't think they would want to negotiate during the regular season. And I'm looking at this guy, Justin Upton, what he's already done in the big leagues. He's 27 years of age right now. He's actually just coming into the prime of his career.
Yeah, he is. This is when guys tend to when take off. He's obviously established himself, but, you know, finding his groove. You know, we'll see how much Petco affects those numbers. You know, people think that's something that does. A lot of other people think that, you know, that's a little bit overblown, but he's right there, and the Padres are on the verge of doing something great offensively, power-wise, and I'm sure people would love to have him here. I'm sure Preller is very much concerned about that. I'm sure he's working his magic to make sure the Padres get the best deal, and, you know, we'll see what happens. I think, you know, people are going to want him here.
How long are you going to be over there?
I'm here till Friday. I might leave Saturday morning, you know. Just trying to get to know the guys. That's what's exciting about this. You know, last year I knew most of the people already, but You know, now you got your Derek Norris's, you got your James Shields, you got your Matt Kemp, you got your Justin Upton, you got your Myers and Middlebrooks, and it's just one of those times, you know, things are a little more casual here. I think people are a lot less guarded when they're down here. They're just here to relax, get to know you a little bit, and this is valuable time. And, you know, for the most part, there are a couple exceptions in the Padres clubhouse, but I think it's always been a pretty good clubhouse in terms of character. Obviously, you know, there are a couple guys we can point to, both with maybe the way they deal with the media or just the way they behave outside of baseball, that would point to the contrary, but it's been a pretty good clubhouse, and there's nothing that I've seen from this new group that would suggest it's going to be otherwise.
Hey, your old buddy Carlos Quinton, I heard, wants to play a little first base during the spring.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he wants to so much, but they're going to try him out there, and you know, Carlos has a lot of power, and it's one of those things where if you can utilize that somehow and keep him healthy, then, you know, by all means, go for it and put him in a new position. I just think that first base is one of these positions that requires nimble feet, that requires, you know, agility, and it's something that Carlos, he's just been so fragile. I just don't see that working out long term, but I'd say at this point, given how stacked you are in the outfield, given that you're not getting much power out of Yarner Alonso, it's worth a shot just to see if he can do it.
Hey, you got nothing to lose. You owe him $8 million regardless.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's very hard. It's going to be very hard to find somebody who's going to take him on. So it's one of those things where, hey, why not roll the dice? And if he can produce, great. Or even if he can show for a couple weeks that he's capable of doing something and maybe get one team from the league to say, okay, I'll take a chance on that and you know, pick up the contract or at least part of the contract.
You better take that general manager out for a few beers before you spring that one on him.
Yeah, that's probably, you know, your rookie GM that you take out and you ruin him a little bit. And, yeah, maybe give him one more sculpin than he needs.
Hey, great job, and thanks so much. And, again, great article on Sunday. Good one on Polley today, but great one on Sunday.
I appreciate that, Coach. If people want to donate, sandiegochill.org. I'd say it's definitely worth checking out.
I certainly agree with you 100%. Matty, safe travels. Enjoy your time over there.
All right, thanks, Coach. Thanks for having me.
There you go, Matt Calkins.